Skill building. This is a great time for children to learn some independent skills. Depending on their age, they may benefit from learning to brush their own teeth, dress themselves, tidy up their room, make basic food like a sandwich, pretty much any age-appropriate skill. This will be helpful in their development, and it will help alleviate another thing on a parent's to-do list. Since they won't be practicing these independent skills at school, it's a useful option for them to practice them in session. Encourage children by asking them to show you how they make something. Start with the skill they either know to do or almost know how to do independently. Encourage them alongside parent and help with any corrections that are necessary. Once you and parent feel like child has grasped this skill well, explain that it's now their responsibility to do it whenever necessary, whether that be daily or weekly. Agree upon an expectation and what part of the day the client will do the skill. So, for example, if we're learning about brushing our teeth, we'll talk about how we do that twice a day, and parent will explain to child when they want them to do that. So, right when they wake up or after they wash their face, whatever the family agrees upon. Then you'll ask them what next skill they want to learn. Try to come up with a consensus and either start working on that skill or agree to focus on it for the next week. It's important to discuss possible regressions. Some children have been observed regressing during these times because of all the changes in their day-to-day lives. Remind parents that while some regression can be normal, we want to gently guide them back to the expectations that we've placed and that we've seen children be able to meet.